stop scrolling. Is your project management software actually sabotaging your critical thinking? Discovering why relying too much on tools is actually holding you back. What essential skills are you losing by letting platforms do the heavy lifting? You mind if I tell you a short story? I vividly remember when one of our team first implemented this groundbreaking project management tool. Honestly, we felt unstoppable. It tracked tasks, automated reports, and it practically made coffee runs obsolete. Okay, maybe I'm being a little facetious here. Maybe not coffee runs, but you get the point. We poured hours into setting it up, watching dashboards glow with reassuring greens and confident that the software had all of it all under control. But one Monday morning, just before the biggest stakeholder review of our lives, as usual, the system crashed. And I mean, it crashed completely. Panic spread instantly. Those confronting green indicators were gone, and they were replaced by the dreaded spinning wheel of doom. The room went silent. Everyone, of course, turned and looked at me. But that's when it clicked. The real responsibility wasn't really with the software. It was mine as a leader. Therefore, I stepped up, trusted my experience, rallied the team together, and led a powerful, engaging meeting completely free of technology. In the end, what could have been our worst nightmare became one of our proudest, reminding us all that tools, no matter how powerful, are facilitators, not substitutes. Again, they are facilitators, not substitutes for true leadership. Point number one, tools are facilitators, not substitutes for leadership. Let me be crystal clear here, family. I love tools just like the next person, meaning the project management software tools, the AI software tools. However, effective leadership involves inspiring, motivating, and aligning people, not merely just managing tasks, lists, or dashboards, but tools may simplify the logistics, but they cannot instill purpose or cultivate a genuine loyalty within your team. This is important, family, because leadership sets the vision and the culture of your project. Without strong human leadership, even the best tools become ineffective, leaving your team directionless. Experiment with these actionable tips. Hold weekly one-on-one check-ins to engage personally with team members. Next item, regularly remind your team of the project vision beyond task completion. And the last and final one, which I believe is a true key one, invest time in leadership and interpersonal communication training independently of tool training. Point number two, erosion of intuition and experience. I got to tell a real quick short story here. My grandma, and I may have shared this before, she had this thing where basically before it was about to rain or storm in a sense, she would say, "Baby, my knee is hurting. And, you know, I feel like it's about to rain." And I'm like, "Grandma, it is very clear outside. It's sunny outside. I don't want to be, you know, disrespectful, but I'm looking at the forecast." She's like, "Baby, I'm telling you, it's about to rain." I was like, "Okay." And do you know, lo and behold, it rained. And I share that story with you to say that a lot of times we forget about the intuition, and a lot of times intuition comes from experience. It comes from what they call wisdom. Excessive dependency on automated recommendation and tool-driven decision erodes that intuition and experimental judgment, which in fact allows you to navigate complexity firsthand. Why is this important? Intuition born from deep experiences allows you to quickly assess nuanced situation that no algorithm or software can fully grasp. Experiment with these actionable tips. Regularly pause before accepting automated recommendation. Trust, but always verify manually. Engage in peer discussion to test your intuition against different perspectives. Document key decisions and their outcomes to refine your intuition abilities over time. Point number three, platforms don't solve human problems. Again, platforms don't solve human problems. Platforms excel at process management, but can struggle to address a deeper human issue such as conflicts. trust building, motivational challenges. These are inherently human challenges demanding human solution. Why is this important? Successfully navigating human dynamics ensures higher team engagement and more suitable for project outcome. Experiment with these actionable tips. Prioritize emotional intelligence training to handle interpersonal conflicts directly. Next one, address human problems properly with face-to-face or virtual face-to-face dialogue instead of indirect digital communication. And the last and final one, foster open door policies that encourage direct conversation over reliance on digital escalation. Point number four, tools create distance, relationships create trust. Oh, I like that one. You see, relying solely on tools for communication creates emotional and rational or relational distance between you and your team members, weakening the trust and cohesion. Why is this important? Strong relationships drive team collaboration and resilience, directly affecting project performance and retention rate. Experiment with these actionable tips. Regularly replace chatter email with phone calls or video conference that enhance the human connection. Next one, incorporate team building sections focused explicitly on building interpersonal trust. And the last and final one, use platforms for routine communication, but handle sensitive or complex matters personally. Point number five, tools can foster complacency. Overdependency on automated reminders, dashboards, and notifications may lead project managers and team to a passive, and I mean passive, project management, waiting for prompts instead of proactively leading. This is important, family, because proactive project management helps anticipate problems, seize opportunities, and maintain a positive momentum. Experiment with these actionable tips. Institute proactive project audits. What does that mean, ED? Well, that basically means where teams manually verify progress against the stated goal. Schedule periodic manual milestone checks to reinforce proactive awareness. And the last and final one, reward and publicly recognize proactive behavior and initiative from a team member. Point number six, reduce adaptability to non-standard projects. What does that mean? So basically that what I'm saying here, family, is rigid adherence to standardized processes and tools limits the project's team ability to adapt quickly and effectively when dealing with uncontrolled or complex project scenarios. This is important because the capability to pivot quickly differentiates great project teams from merely competent ones. Ensuring consistency delivers even under uncertainty. Experiment with these actionable tips. Train teams in agile or some type of hybrid to improve adaptability. Regularly introduce hypothetical non-standard project scenarios so you can encourage flexibility. And the last and final one, cultivate a team culture that openly discuss failures and learning opportunities to boost adaptability. Point number seven, false sense of control and progress. Now, while dashboard-driven approaches can lead project managers to mistakenly believe everything is under control because the tool metrics indicate green status, but obscuring potential hidden issues, meaning you are unable to identify some of those hidden issues. But why is this even important? Because project managers must maintain a realistic situational awareness to anticipate and mitigate risk early. Experiment with these actionable tips. Conduct regular cross checks of automated indicators with personal observations and stakeholder feedback. Encourage team members to report potential issues proactively, even when dashboards look favorably. And the last and final one, hold periodic dashboard skepticism. What does that mean? It means we're meetings where the team actively challenges the perceived control and accuracy presented by the digital platforms. Point number eight, diminish critical thinking and problem solving. When tools provide overly prescriptive workflows, teams may begin to defer entirely to the automated process, eroding, again, as we talked about, that critical thinking and creative problem solving capability. Why is this important? Because high-performing project teams must maintain, sustain strong analytical skills and creativity to navigate challenges effectively and sustainability. Experiment with these actionable tips. Occasionally challenge your team to manage tasks or projects manually. fostering independent thought and deeper understanding, host tool-free brainstorming sessions focused solely on innovation solutions, creating a problem solving. And the last and final one, regularly conduct retrospectives. And retrospectives, again, is we're just looking at, hey, what can we learn from this? How can we make this better? And focus on what the team solved independently versus relying on software solutions. Well, family, if you stayed this long, as always, I truly appreciate it, because you have to understand, in today's complex project landscape, robust tools are definitely essential. They are necessary. They streamline processes, they enhance visibility, and they empower faster execution. Yet, their true value lies in how they enable you to elevate your role. These platforms provide the intelligence and automation necessary to manage complexity, freeing you to focus on what truly matters: strategic thinking, stakeholder engagement, and in empowering and inspiring your team. In today's episode, my goal, my job today, was to ensure that project management tools are important, and you know that. But I want you to understand you must leverage project management tools to simplify the mechanics of project management so you can amplify yourself as an impact, as a leader. Well, family, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, that just simply means it. Until next time.